If you live in Arizona, you could get stopped by a police officer for more than just a traffic violation. Arizona Senate Bill 1070, the Support Our Law Enforcement and Safe Neighborhood Act, requires Arizona law enforcement to inquire about immigration status.
I believe what this law says is that Arizonans are very upset about what's going on in their economy.
Jorge Cabrera is with the Council for Human Immigrant Rights in Los Angeles.
They're very upset about the lack of action on the side of the government to fix our immigration system. And so they really have gone to the extremes to tell the government and to tell everyone else in America that they're fed up.
Arizona has almost 500,000 undocumented immigrants. Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform says the bill is a good way for Arizona to protect its citizens.
You don't have to throw endless amounts of law enforcement resources at the problem. What you have to do is enforce the law strategically and rationally. When the highway patrol wants to enforce the speed limit, they don't pull over every speeder. They put enough patrol cars out there, they catch a few people, everybody else gets the message, and they take their foot off the gas.
Under the bill, police can charge anyone who they reasonably suspect to be an undocumented immigrant with a misdemeanor. Jorge Cabrera thinks the proposed law is discriminatory.
I believe that this will lead to racial profiling and to a never-ending list of lawsuits that private citizens will file against our government.
That's absolutely a mischaracterization of what SB 1070 does. What SB 1070 says is that if a police officer, in the normal course of his duties, pulls somebody over for some sort of infraction, running a red light, running a stop sign, and during the course of carrying out those duties has reasonable suspicion that this individual is violating federal immigration law, he may not simply turn a blind eye, that police officer then has to act on that. It has nothing to do with profiling. It has to do with acting on reasonable suspicion, which is what police officers do every single day.
If a similar bill was signed into law in California, it would have a tremendous impact on the state. The largest population of the country's 12 million undocumented immigrants live in California. Melman thinks California is hurt financially by helping undocumented immigrants.
Even as the city and the county are going broke, they have made it clear that if you show up with your Mexican matricula card, you will have access to all the benefits and services that the city and county have to offer. The LAPD has Special Order 40 in place, which says that they're not to look into anybody's immigration status, even if they picked somebody up for some other offense. And we've seen the deadly consequences.
California passed Proposition 187 in the 1990s. It would have prohibited undocumented immigrants from accessing public services. It was ruled unconstitutional. Despite their differing opinions on immigration, both Melman and Cabrera think legalization is the solution.
There is no intention for us to keep people undocumented. On the contrary, we want everyone to go through the legal system, not around the legal system. And that's why we argue that our laws are broken and unjust, and they need to be fixed, and they need to be practical.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is set to sign the bill in the next few days. Karen Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.